Today on CityCast Denver. Liberty Weekend is here. We're talking about our favorite places to get away for just one day. Me and producer Paul Caroli and newsletter editor Peyton Garcia have got plenty of recommendations, some light cursing and gossip about our favorite mountain towns, tourist traps, and hidden gems no more than 2 hours away from Denver. Or in the immortal words of Bob Seger, it's time to get the hell out of Denver and go. Oh, and just a note, we'll be back in your feed Tuesday morning with a brand new episode. Enjoy the long weekend. Today is Friday, September 2nd, 2022. I'm Bree Davies, and this is CityCast Denver.
Does anyone know what each other's doing for these picks?
No, okay. I have no idea what you're doing.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm doing?
I have one guess as to one that you might say. I don't know. I guess I don't know what you're doing.
Cool.
I'm just wondering if we'll pick the same places.
We might.
I had an idea of something that you might say, and I had an idea of something you might say.
I'm just hosting because I figured I would only have the one that you always
end that up. I know.
We both love, which is Estes Park.
Well, let's start there. Tell us about Estes Park.
Gosh, I haven't been there in a couple years, though. We went up there one summer for 4th of July on a whim. Couldn't get a hotel room, obviously, because it was like crazy busy, so we slept in our car, but we watched the fireworks and it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a nice town. It's a nice town. It's not super expensive, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Estes hasn't gotten there yet, which I try to go to Estes Park at least a couple times a summer.
I can't wait to take Montgomery there. It's so beautiful. They have a little lake.
Yeah, one of my favorite places in
Taffy
Colorado.
You stop at the taffy shop every time?
Of course.
Every single time.
There's two candy shops, I think. Or maybe no, it's the one big one.
Hmm.
Have you been in that one?
I mean, I know that they have like at least three because I stop at all of them. I have like very specific stores where I go and get my taffy. I know the places that have
name
like,
them. Name them, Peyton. What are they?
I can't remember what the places called that I go to.
One that I like the best.
I don't know the name of the shop. I just know the way the taffy glistens when they're pulling it.
And when they're on the pulling machine.
It's the one that it's like, I know it's got like it's next door to like the ice cream place. And they're the ones that have the live taffy pulling.
That's totally the one I go to too.
Oh yeah. And it's so interesting because
I think it's called the Old Fashioned Candy Store.
I think so, and it's so they have it pulling in the window, and the thing that's interesting about their taffy shop is they only have a limited amount of flavors because they only work because it's all small batch, so they only offer like certain flavors, and their flavors are so good and so unique, it's worth going. And then so I'll go and I'll get whatever flavors they're pushing that day, and then I'll go to one of the other taffy shops and get all the like traditional flavors. But their taffy is like so soft, you could just like swallow it whole.
I love that you have a system for getting the best taffy flavors.
I know, I was like, I have to say I'm not like a connoisseur
taffy
of
rotation.
Taffy.
I love it. And of course they've got all the best like craft ice cream shops there. SS Park is the best.
They have craft ice cream shops there. I don't know if they have the best craft ice. Which one?
Because
we got good ice cream here. I'm not going to Estes Park for ice cream.
You're right. And they have about like one on every single street corner.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all about the magical experience. It's like Casa Bonita in that way.
Oh,
it's
God.
Not. It's just everything. I think you could probably talk to somebody who would be like, Estes Park is always crowded and annoying, but I'm like, it's magical.
Yeah, someone from Estes Park.
Yeah.
Oh, my friend Thorin's from Estes Park.
Yeah, I'm sure. Does he like the touristy front?
I'm sure he hates it, but he's also like an intense introvert.
Mm.
So it may just have not worked for him at all.
I should probably recuse myself from the conversation because I did work on something with the Visit Estes Park tourism office, but I don't know. Having disclosed that, maybe I could say everybody I met from Estes Park is kind of that way, that like introverted, but like private, living their own rich private life.
Yeah, it's, I just don't know what it's like to grow up in a mountain town that has a heavy tourism draw.
Every time I go to a mountain town, I'm like, I can't even fathom
living here.
Like, it's so fun for me to go for the day or the weekend, but I can't even fathom what that's like growing up there. I find myself looking for like the elementary school or the local church, like little things that I'm like, where's the rest of life?
I think the place to go the next time I'm up there, the astronomy observatory.
Okay, so I didn't know about that.
I didn't either.
You had brought it up, and I, like I said, I try to go to SS all the time, and I had no idea. I would love to do that.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful family story, too.
Estes is the best because you can go and you start. Here's how you start. You go up early and you hike in Rocky Mountain National Park it's right there.
Yes.
And you go to town and you have a little bit of brunch and you have some drinks because they've got great little restaurants. They've got a great little pizza joint there. Some of my favorite pizza next to Blue Pan. And then you go and you shop all the time.
Baiting me right now?
Yeah, I am actually. I looked directly at you.
Yeah, what the?
And they've just, then you go and then you get the taffy and you get the ice cream. And there's always, if you go in the right time of year, there's always the elk that are bugling in the lawn. And
I've never heard that. I want to.
You've never?
I've never heard the elk bugling.
Oh my gosh. It's the best. It's the coolest thing in the whole world. That's I go intentionally during bugling season just to try and hear the elk because it's so cool.
I should go this year.
And you usually see at least one tourist who's trying to get their face kicked in by approaching the elk.
The Stanley?
The Stanley,
The Stanley's at Estes, duh.
It's cool.
It's a
legitimately cool tourist destination that
really
lives
like,
up to it.
And they've leaned into the lore in a way that is like last time I was there was a Jack Nicholson impersonator wandering around. And I was like, this rules.
A good one?
Oh, yeah.
Here's Johnny.
He looked just like, I mean, he had sunglasses on, which was like crucial.
Yeah.
But like it added to it. It was like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah.
Okay. I can see where it's one of those things that like, okay, people who come from out of state, horror fans, Stephen King fans, if they're coming for this, they're going to enjoy it.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. It's worth, I mean,
it's a beautiful hotel.
I stop in, you know, at least whenever I go to Estes, and I've been to Stanley a handful of times, but they've always got fun stuff going on. And now with the Post being on their campus, it's kind of cool because you can like get a beer and you're allowed to, since it's part of the hotel campus, you can walk around with your beer. You don't have to stay at the Post. And they always have like fun stuff going on, especially like around Halloween or New Year's.
I think my friend Jill, she used to do their events there. And because I feel like bands will play.
Mm-hmm.
In that room, like they have like a cool ballroom. And
Murder by Death plays frequently.
Yeah, that's I was like going to say Murder by band, Death is a band that
I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, they do multiple nights there, I think, which is cool. I mean, I love when tourist attractions are stuck in time, for sure. But I also like when they evolve to connect with people in a new way. Like I think there's something to be said for both of those angles.
That might be a perfect segue to my first day trip.
Okay.
Unless we want to make this the Estes Park show, because more and would love to talk about
it. No, I wish that I had been there more recently or we could do a whole Estes Park show.
I know we could. I clearly love Estes Park, but go ahead, Paul. What's yours?
So you were saying places that have this tension between being stuck in time and trying something new. Leadville, Colorado.
Oh, man.
Leadville. 2-hour drive. Have you two? You must have been.
You know, I've only ever driven through Leadville. I don't think I've ever stopped and spent any proper time there.
I've been in that weird store that Colorado people love that make that clothing that looks like cult wear.
Where they don't let you shop.
Yeah, Melanzana.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's a very odd place.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre. It's like, anyway. Yes, my old boss and friend Brad Siegel has a cabin in Leadville, and we used to do like a family work trip up there. It was awesome.
It's cool.
It is. It's a really great. It is one of those towns that's like, it has the main street, right? It has like the turn of the last century main street. But I did read, I think it was a Jennifer Brown story in the Colorado Sun about how pandemic times really hit them hard in that people started coming there in droves.
Interesting.
And it's like fundamentally changing
the
culture and experience of people who've been in Leadville for a long time, which was interesting.
Well, I can attest to it. You can feel it when you're walking up and down that street. There are definitely things that are like reflecting and catering to this new interest. Yeah. And there is some, just under the surface, a little bit of that. Like,
tension.
Ooh, outsiders. I don't know. You can feel it.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. And correct me if I'm wrong. Because like I said, I've never spent time there. But it feels like a place that like is not or has not in any way been trying to be a tourist, like a touristy mountain town.
I don't know. I don't know about that fully, because there's also places that are like that stuck in time, classic Colorado tourism.
So like they know what they are.
I think they've always had a slight draw, like because they spent all that money to renovate the Tabor Opera House recently.
My old work worked on that project when I was in planning. Yeah, it was before my time, but they did a lot of community outreach to figure out like, what could we do with this place? What would you like to see? But it's like the thing with those kinds of buildings is they're so expensive to heat, to maintain. I mean, if we've learned anything from cost, if you think Casa Bonita was a renovation from hell, imagine a building that's like 100+ years old. That's twice as big. So
I really only just want to recommend one part, and that's the historic train ride.
Oh, cool.
Which goes from Leadville. It follows tracks back to Denver and is just like the most beautiful 2 hours.
Oh.
And like the rest of Leadville, my experience of this was like, it was very corny. They had a loudspeaker, and some teenager had like a scripted patter for the whole ride out into along the valley. But then on the way back, when there was no teen trying to make jokes, it was like, oh, beautiful, peaceful,
so is
calm,
it 2 hours?
Great view.
So you go, you drive to Leadville, you get on the train, it drives you to Denver, and then you ride it back to Leadville, and then you get in your car and you drive back to Denver?
You kind of do a zigzag,
okay,
I guess.
Just
yeah.
Like a Colorado experience.
I mean, I will say, an old train ride in the mountains, like, that's totally my thing, but just want to make sure I had the full scoop. Okay.
Winding through the canyon, her anticipation rose. Monarch Casino Resort Spa, the epitome of mountain chic. Her pulse raced as she sat down at a high-limit Baccarat table. Hungry? She chose the Southwest fusion flavors of Bistro Mariposa before ascending to Bliss, a top-rated spa Monarch, for a signature massage treatment. She slept well in her luxurious hotel room, fulfilled by her stay. Write your own story at monarchblackhawk.com.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER.
So I thought maybe one of your recs, Bree, would be, and I don't know if this is under 2 hours. You'll have to tell me. Is Frisco within a 2-hour drive?
Yeah,
okay.
Totally.
Oh, you've talked about Frisco.
Yeah. I just drove through there the other day because I've never stopped in Frisco. And I drove through there like a few weeks ago and I was like, this place is so cool. Everything about it made me want to stop.
It's really beautiful. If you ever want to stay there, my family's got a condo.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Especially in the off season, it's not that busy.
It was a cool looking place.
What's good about Frisco? I never been.
There's a lake. I forget.
I think I played the disc golf course on that lake once. Oh. I was staying with Megan's family at Copper, just like on by the ski slopes.
That's the thing, is it's by a bunch of ski slopes, so it's like a perfect location if you want to go skiing during the day, but you don't want to stay somewhere expensive like Breck. Mm-hmm. It's a little less expensive.
Peyton, you were saying, what else is good about it? What else is
good
about
Frisco? Well, I've never stayed there, but just driving through, like, down the main street, it just looked like they had a lot to do. Like, speaking of stuck in time, they just had, like, a very fun, kitschy mountain town look. And then there was, like, stuff. There was, like, a bowling alley, a little old-timey movie theater, I think.
Oh, that's cool.
There was, like, yeah, it was just, like, just on the side of the road. They had just a bunch of stuff to do. I think I saw a little winery. It just looked like a really fun place that you could spend a whole day. That seems like a great place too for the people who like, cause like Willie and all his friends and family ski and I don't.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it seems like a great place where if they were going to go ski, I would still have stuff to do.
Oh, like
I could walk
town.
Around town and be happy for, you know, however many hours they're going to be gone.
Yeah. They've got a nice little record store. Mm-hmm. They've got a nice little bookstore.
You know, it was a surprisingly good day to do that. Which I did the day, me and my friends went on this skiing trip a few years ago, and I learned how to ski as a kid, but now as an adult, my fear of heights makes the chairlift so uncomfortable, I can't really enjoy a day of skiing. So I realized this on this trip with my friends.
You're afraid
from
of heights? But you're so
horribly.
Tall. You probably hear that all the time.
No, but I mean, I do think about it. I don't know what to say about it, though.
Okay, go ahead.
It's just, anyway. So yeah, I this was like the last day I ever skied. I left early and I spent the afternoon alone walking around Aspen. Mm. Aspen, pretty cool city to walk around in for a day while everyone else is skiing. And like,
I'm not an Aspen fan. You can't shop there. Everything's
too expensive.
So expensive. Oh, well, yeah. And it's like,
but that's kind of fun.
It's kind of weird shopping. And I felt like every time I went in somewhere, they like gave me one elevator look and they're like, this bitch can't buy anything. And then they gave me like, I was like straight up Pretty Woman and they didn't want me in their store.
Big mistake.
Yeah. Big. I just felt like, because I've done that so many times. So one time my friend and I did go and our husbands went fishing.
Oh, yeah.
And so we dressed up in our nicest outfits and all of our jewelry to make it feel like we could go buy stuff.
Did they treat you right? Did they? What happened?
I mean, like a regular person.
Yeah, I just looked like someone in really fancy clothes who still couldn't afford to shop there. I'm just not a fan of Aspen. I personally think it's pretentious. I know we have an episode somewhere in our archives where we just kind of rag on Aspen, but
oh yeah, because they got that Condé Nast award for like something.
Yeah, listeners can find that.
It's actually the Dillon Reservoir that you can boat on. What I wanted to say about Frisco is there's this really easy trail, a really easy hike at the Rainbow Lake Trailhead that we do. And I'm not a big hiker, so it's like beautiful, but it's just enough. Mm-hmm. So if you're like someone who's like starting to get adventurous, this is a great beginning hike for sure.
We got a lot of mountain towns so far. Anyone have a Eastern Plains pick?
No, not Eastern Plains, because I did think about that, but there's really nothing out there. I will say, though, I think Fort Collins counts as a day trip. I think it's an hour away from Denver. If you don't spend a lot of time in Fort Collins, it's such a fun little place to get away. It still, I think, has very much a small town vibe to it. They've got awesome breweries there. They've got Horsetooth Reservoir for you to swim in. You can hike up to Horsetooth. I just think it's a really fun place. And we actually had a reader who wrote in and said that that's her go-to day trip, because she likes to go to the, I think it's called the Twin Holidays Drive-In.
Oh, and they're
one of the only places that like still has that. Oh, they
have like a
functioning
drive-in?
Yeah. It's so fun.
So cool.
Do you have this?
Let me pull it up.
Pull up that listener's name, because I want that person. That person is so right. I also have Fort Collins on my list. I forgot about the drive-in, but Megan and I used to go up there with her brother and cousin. We would just have the best time staying up late, eating junk food, you know, like running around, like getting bored of the movie, running around the weird open space. It's just the best times, great memories. Good pick, listener.
Yeah, so this this reader, she's written in a few times. It's Debbie from Aurora. Hi, Debbie and Aurora. And Debbie from Aurora, that's how she always signs it.
We love Debbie.
Says, the out-of-town trip we take most often is really an evening trip. We head out frequently for the Holiday Twin Drive-In in Fort Collins, just east of Horsetooth Reservoir. They have all the kitschiness of the 50s drive-in, but with an amazing snack bar that has decent burgers, including a plant-based option, and a bar with lots of options, including local IPAs. It's our favorite summer date night, and that's sadly almost over.
What a great rec, Debbie.
Yeah.
That's like sold.
Yeah, yeah. So worth sold. The drive to go up and do that. 100%. I did it all the time in college. It's very fun.
Oh, I'll have to do that. That'll be so fun.
One other thing about Fort Collins, the way I would cap off a day, maybe the sun's setting, you've had dinner, you want to have a little bit of entertainment before you hop in the car. Pinball Jones. It's an arcade in downtown. It's in a basement, and they have an excellent collection of pinball machines, if that's your thing, but an even better collection of like antique analog arcade games.
Very cool.
And those are the cheapest ones for some reason. So you put in a quarter, you can play this like fly an airplane that's just like a model clay airplane on an aluminum stick.
I love
it. You fly it around, go through hoops.
I went to the Pinball Hall of Fame in Las Vegas, and it had...
Same vibe, yeah. Oh.
I may or may not have also been on mushrooms, and
every arcade's cooler on mushrooms.
It was the fucking coolest thing. We were in there for 4 hours.
It sounds incredible.
No, those are some great wrecks.
I have a friend. My friend Kyle is like a pinball wizard. He like travels to play pinball. He must know about Fort Collins.
I'm sure.
Though. That sounds awesome.
Do you have anything out on the Eastern Plains, Paul?
No, but, well, I have one that this is my cheat. This would be a long day to do it as a day trip, but Picket Wire Canyon, the best hike I've ever done.
What's it called?
Picket Wire Canyon.
Never heard of it.
It's south of La Junta. It's about a 3.5 hour drive, even though it doesn't look it on the map because it's mostly dirt road.
But what makes it the best hike you've ever done?
It's a canyon. So you hike down into the canyon and then you hike along the side. And there's points of interest. There's an old Spanish mission and graveyard called the Dolores something. Sorry. And then there's, at the end, the longest stretch of dinosaur tracks in North America.
I love that.
That's cool. It's just like not developed. There's not really a visitor center. There's a couple of signs, but you can just walk around and like put your hand in these things.
That's awesome.
Put your foot in these things.
Sounds like somewhere that doesn't offer a lot of shade. Is this a sun hat kind of hike?
Definitely a sun hat hike. But because you're on the side, it's not bad. I recommend going on a cloudy day in the fall.
That sounds really fun.
Awesome.
So how far of a drive is it? What, 2.5 hours?
3.5.
If
you start early, I think you can do it in a day. To the tracks and back.
My cheat was going to be Glenwood Springs.
Because
That's like 2.5, closer to 3 hours. But I've definitely done day trips there.
Really?
Growing up, we would do it.
When I go there, I got to settle in because there are several restaurants I have to go to.
See, that's what I'm interested in. So we would do it as a kid, but we would go and we would just get up really early, go and do like a day in the hot springs. And then they have that like little amusement park up on the mountain.
Oh, yeah.
But I've never spent any time like
you gotta go to the Italian Underground. It's this insane old school Italian restaurant. Oh my god, it's like I dream about it. It's so good. Juicy Lucy's is actually really good too, which is like a steakhouse. It might be a chain there, but it's really good. But if you haven't been to Glenwood lately, they've been doing a ton of renovations. They have like a lazy river / water slide thing.
Is that at the old, so if you haven't been to the Glenwood Springs, I mean, it's fun. It's especially fun to take like your little kids to, or like a family trip.
Oh, it's perfect for families.
It's massive, massive man-made like swimming pool hot spring, which is fun. But then they open those brand new ones like across the street.
There's Iron Mountain.
Yes.
That place. Iron Mountain is awesome too. I would say Iron Mountain is more for adults.
Yeah.
It's got multiple smaller pools of different varying degrees. And they have a really nice like snack bar area. It's like more about chilling. But the big Glenwood Springs pool is definitely more for kids. And that's where they've done the renovations. They've added this.
That's good to know.
They have a whole cool kids area. They've redone the therapy pool.
Oh, it was falling apart last time I went.
No, it's gorgeous now.
It was like Band-Aids floating in the hot pool.
Yeah, I would definitely go back because it's beautiful.
And they have those hot caves there too, right?
Oh, the Yampa.
Yeah.
Yeah, the underground caves.
That's what I'm interested in is the minerals.
I'm not into caves. Caves freak me out.
It's definitely freaky, but it's awesome if you like steam. Like, if you're like...
Oh, boy, that sounds cool.
It's cool.
You'd probably really like that, Paul. That sounds like a you thing.
It totally does.
The Yampa...
I can't wait to get out there.
Yeah.
What I love about the Yampa caves is you can get a massage there and then go into the caves and chill for a while. And then they have like a solarium where you just sit in a in your towel and just chill. It's the best.
Yeah. Wow. How long is the drive?
2.5 hours.
That's doable in a day.
Yeah.
It is, but like if you're going to relax,
it's also fun. I usually stop if we're passing anywhere through that from like a further mountain trip. Like when we backpack, like we'll do like 7 days of backpacking. There's nothing like stopping at Glenwood and getting your dirty, sweaty bodies into the hot springs.
All right, I think we might have to stop there on the hot springs. I have another Eastern Plains one. This comes from, I sent out a call to some of our, frequent guests.
Yeah.
One recommendation for a day trip to the Eastern Plains comes from Westward editor and founder Patty Calhoun, frequent guest.
What's Patty like?
Patty says, Bree, you're going to love this, Lincoln County, of course, home of the world's Wonderview Tower, where I was yesterday. It's not open, though, so a generic plains trip, no traffic.
That's a draw.
She is so right. And when headed east, Pawnee Grasslands. I also vote for Camp Amache and the Sand Creek Massacre National Historic Site.
Yeah.
So those are a couple more good picks, but I think we have to make a disclosure for Patty as well on the Wonderview Tower, right?
She is part owner of it.
Yeah, I was going to say, is this her? Yeah.
It's her project with a couple other people. I'm sure eventually they're going to reopen it. Mm-hmm. But I think my friend Kim Shively did a short documentary about it before it was sold, because it was like a museum of a bunch of, it was one of those weird museums full of stuff. I'll have to see if I can find it. that showed a little bit of the kinds of things that they had collected there. But if I remember correctly, it's like a lot of those smaller, there's a museum like this in La Junta, which is just like an old building full
just
of
stuff,
weird stuff, farm stuff, formaldehyde, you know, calves and formaldehyde kind of things. I don't know why that's like a staple of those kinds of museums.
It's a Colorado thing to me.
Is it like a weird Colorado old thing?
Like, why are we having this around?
I mean, definitely drive out east if that's the stuff you're interested in. And no traffic.
There's another one in, by the Pawnee Grasslands. I forget the name of the town, but there's another one of these places that has just like old stuff.
Yeah.
Not junk, stuff.
Stuff. Yeah, no, because it's like usually like a nice collection of something. It's just like, why do you need like 10 speculums for calf?
This is birthing. Where you go and you find like the stores where they just like make things out of scrap tin or like big old dusty rug stores.
I have one more. Colorado Springs.
I thought about suggesting that, but I don't really care about Colorado Springs, so I didn't.
Here's my argument for Colorado Springs.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
Colorado Springs offers the perfect only one day experience.
Perfect is a strong word.
Okay. Perfect for me, maybe, because the Olympics Museum they just opened.
Oh, geez.
Actually pretty great. They have two out of the three things that I definitely would have wanted to see had I imagined my perfect Olympic
because
Museum.
Paul has
two
of the three.
Yes, they have a full collection of torches going back to the beginning and a full collection of medals. The designs of both of which have changed quite a bit over time and reflect the host country's culture in some way.
Oh.
So when you have a full collection presented in chronological order, you can watch both the international style change.
I'm empathizing with Megan right now. Just having to go with you on this trip.
This is a Paul only trip.
Yeah, this is it for Paul's only. Wait, what's the third thing that the museum does not have for you?
Pins. The other famous piece of like clothing or garment that's famously associated with the Olympics is a pin. Like all Olympics have had them is some kind of
like a pin you wear on a shirt.
Yeah, like a pin you wear on a shirt or like I don't
that
know.
That feels very Hunger Gamesy. Pin.
Mm-hmm, it does. But this museum is going to get even better because this collection does exist. Robert Cohen, the like big Olympics booster I talked to last summer.
Yes.
Who led the the campaign to try to get him.
Get the Olympics host
this thing again. Yeah. He has a really, really big collection. He said he's going to donate it when he dies.
Well, for listeners who might be newer, if you don't know, Paul is obsessed with the Olympics.
I love, yes.
So that's a big draw
that's
for
him.
That's
an understatement.
I mean, I don't like Colorado Springs. Maybe it's because I have a lot of friends who are from there who hate Colorado Springs.
Mm. Yeah. I got to say the people that are from there are generally not boosters of it.
Yeah. But I will say they've got, of course,
maybe we need to call up Xandra.
They've got, Xandra. Sorry, Xandra. That's where she's from. They've got the incline, right?
The Manitou incline.
I would never do that because it seems like a stupid thing to do.
It's such a call. I have like a cousin who's like a super fitness. Like she's so in shape. Mm-hmm. And she does stuff like that. And I'm always blown away. I'm like,
if I'm going to walk or work that hard, why would I just go upstairs like in the middle of a I don't know.
There's
I would
no
go
food.
On a hike.
Is there food at the top?
No, there's nothing there as far as I know. I think it's... I don't get it, but if you're into that, there's that.
You want to know what's up there?
What?
Satisfaction.
Not enough for me.
Oh my God.
Shall I read a couple more of our contributors?
Yeah.
Maybe we can close out here.
I'm curious.
I love that.
Jake Shapiro, our sports guy from Denver Fan 104.3, he says, going to Twin Lakes is awesome. Just about 2 hours, get to go through Colorado's highest town of Leadville, which is a great stop and has a ton of history. Get to jump on top of the Rockies Scenic Byway. Then you end up in the shadow of our tallest mountain, hanging out in our largest natural lake. The area is great in the summer for a dip, in the fall for colors, and in the winter for sports, and spring for four-wheeling.
Wow. This is reminding me we need to do... Did we do a leaf peeping episode last year?
No, but we definitely should.
We got to do a leaf peeping episode.
We will. I think so.
Just thinking about Jake's beautiful description.
I know. That was like...
Twin Lakes.
I'd pay to have him read that on air or something if I was...
Another contributor, a friend of the show, Westward reporter Connor McCormick Cavanaugh, he says, this isn't quite a day trip, but if someone wants to take a trip into nature during the day, they should tour the Wildlife Drive at the Rocky Mountain Arsenal. Lots of bison.
Ooh, fun.
I've done that and had a great time.
Yeah, I just had a reader write in and tell me I should do something on the arsenal.
It's an interesting place. Interesting history and quite beautiful. Go out there, see some black-footed ferrets.
How far of a drive is that?
Just to the arsenal? Oh. I don't know. Like, depends on where you are in the city, really. It's like right there. 30 minutes, 20 minutes?
Yeah, I was going to say.
I biked there a few weeks back. It's close. It's close. And let's wrap up with another rec from another friend of the show. Theo Wilson called in. He was on the show earlier this week to talk to me about the new towing bill of rights. And I think he's got a pretty good day trip recommendation.
Hey, this is Theo. I would say that it's my favorite day trip were to be narrowed down, it's got to be Evergreen Lake. I love Evergreen Lake. It's one of the prettiest spots within a two-hour drive that I can think of. I always see really fun wildlife there. There was even people walking dire wolves or a dog breed that they said was like the dire wolf dog breed, baby elk, and all sorts of stuff happening. And the landscape is amazing, breathtaking, kayaking, the whole nine. So definitely Evergreen Lake.
Peyton and Paul, thanks for joining me to talk about your favorite day trips. I'm glad you guys tackled this because, as you know, I go places to go to malls. So, sadly, I was just in Portland and didn't get to go to a mall, but...
This was great. Thanks, Bree. Everyone have a great Labor Day weekend.
Oh, yeah. It's a long weekend.
Have a good weekend, everyone.
That's all for today here on CityCast Denver. Our producers this week were Paul Caroli and Aaron O'Toole. Peyton Garcia writes our morning newsletter, and I'm Bree Davies, your host. Our music is by Los Mapachetes, with additional mixing by Tyler Lindgren. If you haven't already, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Follow us on Twitter at CityCast Denver, and tell the mayor of Estes Park about us next time you see them. You can sign up for our daily newsletter and learn more about us at denver.citycast.fm. Bye-bye.